We went to Atlanta. We pulled into the Peachtree Manor Hotel. I was the first player of color to walk off the bus, and the general manager who was standing there jumped back and hollered, "No, no, no." He didn't want any blacks in his hotel. So Norm Van Brocklin, who was our coach at the time, asked me to get back on the bus, and I got back on the bus, and they had a conversation with him, but we were allowed to come in and go in the hotel, and Norm told me that I needed to go to the bar with him, and I'm like, "Coach, I got to play tomorrow." And he said, "No, I want you in here." So he went in with a couple of his other coaches. He asked me what was my drink of choice, and I told him Jack Daniel's Black Label. And he looked at the bartender and said, "Give him a Black Jack." And the bartender stepped back, and like he wasn't going to serve. And this general manager who had been out front walked up and whispered in his ear. And he reluctantly poured a glass of Jack Daniels and set it down. And I picked it up and, of course, downed it. And the bartender walked over, took the glass, slammed it down in the trash can and broke it. And Norm said, "Give him another one." This went on for two or three drinks. With each time, he smashed the glasses. And Norm looked up and said, "How many glasses do you have up there?" And with that, the next drink that I took, he moved the glass over to the side. He didn't break it, and I said, "Coach, can I go now?" He said, "Yeah, of course." I'd had two or three drinks. And, you know, it's just to show an example of how people were treated in those days.